America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
The hump day has arrived, and the downward slide to the weekend is here. Aren't you lucky the American Adversaries are here at Drive Time to give you that little boost over the edge? Thanks to AM660, The Answer, and the Mercury Free Studio, Lair Adams with you. And I agree with Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's wife, by the way, who said today, "Of course the Clintons are behind Monica Lewinsky's tell-all article coming out now in Vanity Fair magazine. The publisher is a huge Clinton supporter. You see, you stick it out now, and you flush it out." Similar to Jeb Bush saying, "Illegal aliens broke the law out of love." Here's the love God himself to give it to us straight. Christopher Hart!
All right. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Love.
And was that Liz Cheney? Because Liz is Dick Cheney.
Lynn
is his wife.
Liz. There we go. Lynn. It was Lynn.
Yeah. Liz is his daughter. Yeah.
I get them mixed up. They're L words.
I don't know. I'm a believer in you let dead dogs lie. I mean, who was talking about Monica Lewinsky? And then all of a sudden, here she is again. Nonetheless, it was going to be a campaign issue. So we'll see.
Why would this guy do it, though?
Well, we'll see. All right. Welcome to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time. We are on AM 660, The Answer, and we are coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And don't forget, for the best in Mercury Free dentistry, call my friend Dr. James E. Hardy at 407-678-3399. Got another great show lined up for you today, folks. In the second segment, we're going to be joined once again by Phelan McAleer. A few folks have been listening over the last couple of weeks, you know that he was on our show just a week or so ago, and he and his wife are producing, by the way, they produced the movie Frack Nation, where they exposed the frack paranoid people out there who don't want the fracking drilling.
It poisons
technique.
The earth and the water.
Causes earthquakes, and, you know, the whole nine yards. Anyway,
global warming, too.
They are now putting together a movie. It's going to be about Kermit Gosnell, the abortion butcher, and they're raising money crowdfunding wise, and we're going to get an update on how close they are. Monday is the last day, and so we'll see how close they are, and we'll talk about that with him. And we have another surprise guest who is going to be part of our fifth annual Celebrity Golf Challenge that will be joining us a little bit later on. Nostradamus will be with us later on, but right now I am Christopher Hart, and along with Lair Adams, we have in the studio with us again today David Levitt. David, thanks again for being with us.
And, thank you.
Yep,
glad to be here.
We're going to get some Seminole County news updates here in just a second. Mm-hmm. And today we're also joined by our friend Aubrey Kahn, Affirm Foundation Home Inspections. Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
Great. Hi there, everybody out in Radio Land.
Yeah. Now I didn't say it right because you got it down. You're
I'm the white African American Jewish Christian. Brother from another mother.
There you are. Brother from another mother.
I just call him Inspector.
Yeah, we've been telling you, folks, you know, if you own a home, you may be eligible. You most likely are eligible, if you're not already getting it, a wind mitigation discount on your homeowner's insurance. And you definitely want to take advantage of that with Aubrey Kahn.
Yeah, and, because you never know how the laws and things are going to change. So eventually that nice little thing could be taken away. So it's like, take advantage of it. Well, you got it.
Well, and I was wondering where your accent came from, Aubrey. Now I know. Thanks for explaining that.
Yeah, he's a Texan. You can tell.
All right. Real quickly before we get down to business, don't forget, folks, Sunday is Mother's Day, and we will be doing our Sunday show live. We'll be here live. So that's a treat you can give your mom. But another treat you can give your mom is take her to Cafe Positano. It's a great place to spend Mother's Day. They are booking up pretty much.
Yeah, you better call for, folks.
Yeah, you can still get in. But, but Mother's Day is a great time to spend at Cafe Positano. The number for reservations there is 407-774-8080. That's 407-774-8080, Cafe Positano, which is 4 miles west of I-4 on State Road 436. And, since it is Mother's Day coming up, I think we should do something special for one of our listeners out there. And let's see, how can we do this? Oh, I tell you what, during the break, I'm going to come up with a little trivia question, and I'll pose it to you folks when we come back into the next segment. And the winner of that trivia will win a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano, and we will get it to you in time for you to use it for Mother's Day. All right? So the only caveat is you got to promise to take your mother out or take your wife or your whatever for Mother's Day, to celebrate Mother's Day. All right? So that's the caveat, and we'll give you a little trivia question when we come back from the break. In the meantime, as we've been telling you, we're on a blitz to beat back the Seminole County sales tax increase. We don't have any real news pertinent to that to update you with today, other than to remind you, early voting starts Saturday. You could already have gotten an absentee ballot, but early voting starts Saturday, and we'll give you the voting locations again here a little bit later on in the show. If you'd like to get a sign to oppose the tax, you can do that at Refresh Computers on State Road 434 between 1792 and Ronald Reagan Boulevard there, and they're free. Just come on in and get one or a couple, and or for your neighbors maybe even, and some flyers to hand out, because a lot of people don't know what's going on. They don't even know there's a real tax going on out there. They don't understand what it's all about. They don't understand all the money that's involved in this, and I'm here to tell you, and I read a little bit from an article from Beth Kassab the other day that she wrote actually last Thursday in Orlando Sentinel. There was a couple of paragraphs, and they're just one-sentence paragraphs, that I want to read that I didn't get to the last week. And this is from Beth Kassab. This is about the SunRail. Local governments that are on the hook after the state stops writing checks say they'll be able to absorb the costs into their regular budgets, at least initially. But they also already are discussing ways to come up with a regional funding source. And she has regional funding source in quotes. Reed, she says, in other words, she's interpreting that, a new tax. Two most obvious choices are higher gas or sales taxes in the counties served by SunRail. And it dawned on me as we've been talking to this, I was thinking, the Seminole guys, they see this and they want to get out ahead of it. Yeah, they see this, they want to get out ahead of it, and then later on, they're going to hit us with another tax to officially pay for SunRail.
And what I can't understand is why people would jump forward to make everything they buy cost more. And that's what you're doing.
It makes
sense. You're totally causing inflation to your dollar that you get.
In this economy, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
We are still not out of it. People are still struggling. And, they can't afford this.
Bad news today.
And now, listen, if you're like Aubrey, who lives in Osceola County, or me, who live in Orange County, we'll still be affected by this tax when we come into Seminole County. So if you folks are out there and you don't live in Seminole County, but you know people who do, you might want to just kind of, say, hey, how are you going to vote on that tax?
Actually, the commissioners are bragging that you folks are going to come here and help pay our taxes for more.
We want to go pay more. Yeah, right. Right.
That's how they're selling the people, the residents of Seminole County. It's almost like saying, don't worry, you're not going to be paying the tax. Well, yeah, you will, but we will be too. And but
these Republican commissioners are not only acting like Democrats, they're acting like left-wing Democrats.
But, there is a poll on the Orlando Sentinel has a poll right now online. You can go vote for or against it. And I just checked it before I came in here, and it was like 60% against. So
let's keep that up.
That's a good sign. We hope it trends, keeps trending that way. You can find a link to it, actually, on the No Seminole Tax Hike Facebook page. There's actually a link to that.
Go to Facebook, No Seminole Tax Hike, and then you can link it up to the Seminole County, or excuse me, the Orlando Sentinel poll on Seminole County. We got to go to the break. When we come back, we'll have Phelan McAleer, and we'll talk about their progress as they close in on the production money to produce the movie Gosnell.
So, yes.
And we're back. That's right, folks. Coming to you live from the Hive, as B. Brian Blair would say. We are the American Adversaries in Drive Time on AM 660, The Answer. Don't forget, Sunday is Mother's Day. Cafe Positano is a great place to take your mom. And a great place to go for a gift is My Liberty Threads. You can find My Liberty Threads t-shirts, and these are for men and women, at MyLibertyThreads.com. The great styles, and the best part is they're made in America. That's My Liberty Threads.com. And if you type in the code in capital letters, AAR 2014, that's the number, AAR and the number 2014, you get $3 off your shirts. So that's at MyLibertyThreads.com. You still have time to order today.
And jewelry is also nice on Mother's Day.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. All right. As I said, welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we're going to get Phelan McAleer on here in just a moment. As I said, though, we've got a trivia question lined up for you. Only I didn't line one up because we were talking during the break. So I tell you what, the first person to call and promise that they're going to take their mom to Cafe Positano Sunday.
Well, now you also said there's somebody that is married to a mom.
No. I just said it's if they take their mom or their wife or whatever.
Yeah.
As long as you call up and you promise you'll take them, we'll get you that Cafe Positano card. First caller at 407-774-8255 gets that $20 gift card to Cafe Positano for taking your mom out on Mother's Day,
Guys, on Mother's Day, you have this problem, too, where if you have your mom, but you're also married to your wife who's a mom, you got that whole thing of which one, you're pulled apart there,
My daughter calls me and says, hey, Dad, what are we going to do for Mother's Day? And it's like, it's your mother. You tell me
what are you going to do, kid? Yeah, it's like she's hitting you up with some bucks.
I'm not going anywhere near this conversation. I'm telling you.
You got a whole bunch of daughters, too.
It's three daughters.
Oh, boy.
By the way, we have our intern Lucas in studio today, and he's got us up live on Ustream.tv. So you can watch and see what we're doing and hear what we're doing on Ustream.tv if you want to go to the internet. Okay, before we get Phelan McAleer on, let me just give you a little brief as we're working to get him on here. He and his wife are producing a movie called Gosnell, about Kermit Gosnell, the Ohio abortion butcher who's in prison now for murder. And they are crowdfunding, which is how many new projects are being funded these days. Crowdfunding basically is, I'll just give you it in a nutshell, and many of you have been listening to our show, so you already know, there are several places where you can go to crowdfund, and basically you put a number up that's the amount that you're shooting for. You put up what you're going to use the money for, and then people pledge money to you. If you can raise the amount that you put up as your goal, you'll get the money. If you don't, then nobody gives you anything. Their goal was $2.1 million, all right? And they're closing in on it rapidly. Now, the last day is Monday. I see we now have Phelan on the line, so I want to go right to him. Phelan McAleer, thanks again for being with us on the American Adversaries.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Well, how close are you? I know you're closing in.
Well, 1,960,000. $959,084. So we've got $140,000 between now and Monday.
You know, and that's amazing because we checked just before showtime. I'm talking maybe 30 minutes ago, and you were at 1.958. So you've already in that time raised almost $2,000. So you're raising money hand over fist.
No, the money is coming in, but funny enough, today has been a little bit slow. Yesterday was very good. We just have up days and down days. We need really an average of 30,000 a day. And as you see, you can get $1,000 in a half an hour, $1,000 in an hour. But we need 30,000 a day. So it is an effort, but people are very good. People won't allow us to fail. I mean, almost 21,000 people have given small donations to make this film happen.
I was going to ask you, were you getting big donations or small donations? 21,000 people have chipped in.
Yeah, 20,927. maybe your listeners could make it 21 while I'm on the air here. 21,000. All we need is 63 people, and we can make it 21,000. They're not going to let us fail. I know that this is the story of Kermit Gosnell. This is America's greatest serial killer. It's also the story of America's greatest media cover-up.
Indeed it is. The media, even to this day, won't even breathe a word about it. Where can people go to do this?
GosnellMovie.com. That's G-O-S-N-E-L-L movie.com. That just takes you to the Indiegogo page. There you are. There's our video. All the rewards you get, if you give $25, you get a DVD. If you give 50, you get 2 DVDs. 100, you get 4 DVDs. And then, you know, if you give $10,000, you can come on a pub crawl with me and my wife in Dublin.
Phelan, Larry Adams here. Let me ask you, if you don't mind, sir, is the script finished for this project?
No, the script has not actually been started. We decided that there was no point in hiring anyone until we had the money to pay for them. You know, because people make all sorts of promises in Hollywood, which is where I live.
Yeah.
So, look, we decided, and we also wanted to see, did the public want this film made? Really, you know, because you hear a lot about, you know, all the silent majority of people, you know, wanting their voice heard. But the question is, would people pay for it? And the answer has been yes, and hopefully they'll pay for it all. Hopefully we will hit the target by Monday. But almost 21,000 people have voted with their checkbook. It's amazing. It's a wonderful experience.
Now, Phelan, you've set your goal at $2.1 million. I'm pretty confident you're going to reach that goal. If it goes over the goal, do you get the extra money or do you just get the $2.1 million?
No, we get the extra money, which will go towards making the film better, be able to hire better actors, hire, you know,
okay,
an extra day shooting, you know, all these things that make a difference, you know, some special effects, maybe some graphics.
Yeah.
You know, things that will just make the film.
So this is not a movie. Yeah, it's not a docudrama. Is that correct?
It is. It's a TV drama based on the court case.
Okay.
So it's going to be heavily based on the court transcripts, heavily based on the trial. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, this is the biggest serial killer in American history. This is a man who killed thousands over 40 years. This is a story of a media cover-up. It's a story of there were whistleblowers as well. There were people who saw it happening and told the authorities, and they were ignored. This is the story of people surviving this guy. This is the people of passionate prosecutor.
Well, it's a great story.
It's a great story, yeah. So we're going to make a movie out of it, you know, rather than a documentary. And we're going to make it accessible and entertaining. And we're going to get into on TV and on every home in America.
That's fantastic. Aubrey.
Yeah, I was wondering, with this movie, are you also going to be putting up statistics of abortion, et cetera, which goes on in this country and all around the world?
I think you can make this movie without obviously talking about the wider topic of abortion. You know, absolutely. We want to get Kermit Gosnell's name as widely known across America as Jody Arias, as Ted Bundy, as the Zodiac Killer, because he's worse than all of them put together. He's killed more people. So we want to get him, his life and crimes, in full glorious detail on your television so that people of America... I mean, I went to the trial. I learned a lot more than I didn't know. I learned an awful lot about it. It shocked me. And I think people need to know that. And the best way to do it is make this TV movie and get it into every home in America.
Now, Phelan, I'm sorry... this is a really touchy subject, and the conditions and the work that this man was doing, it's an obviously touchy situation. Are you going to actually make two films, one that's like, you know, maybe could work on HBO or whatever, and then one for the general public, or are you going to clean it up to where it just goes on network TV?
No, we're going to clean it up, and it's going to be on the network TV. One of the things we're thinking about doing, you're right, because there's a lot there that can't go on TV, right? One of the things we're thinking of doing is making an app, right, so that when people start watching the film, they can press the app and the photograph and the, you know, there's some amazing photographs that show the truth about this man's crimes and the truth about abortion. So when that comes up on TV, rather than having it on TV, it'll appear on your iPad whilst you're watching TV. So the adults can see the adult pictures and the younger people can see the cleaned up version on TV.
Phelan, let me ask you this. Are you catching any hell about this? In other words, are there people who are out there that would rather see you not make this picture?
Of course, and I love it. Of course, it's not worth doing if people don't hate you for it.
That's why we do this show.
That means you're effective.
Irish, so yeah, no, look, I mean, from the very beginning, we went to the crowdfunding website Kickstarter.
Yeah,
and
they gave you headaches. Yeah,
they said no, you can't say that on our website because we're a PG-13 website. Well, I looked at their website. There's pictures of dead bodies on their PG-13 website. Mm-hmm. There's F words and other bad words on our PG-13 website. There's films about rape and incest on their PG-13. They were lying through their teeth.
Yeah,
they just didn't want this film on their website because it makes abortion look bad. So, of course, we're going to catch a bit of flack, but when you attract fire, you know you're over the target.
All right, what's the website again, Kerm? Phelan?
GosnellMovie.com, GosnellMovie.com, GosnellMovie.com.
GosnellMovie.com, and you're closing in ever so, but Monday is the last day. Now that's Monday midnight, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, well, the goal.
We don't reach our goal by Monday midnight. All the money goes back.
The goal should be, folks, to reach that goal and then some.
Exceed it.
Exactly. Thanks a lot, Phelan. We'll want to check back in with you. Yeah, we'll want to check back in with you maybe Monday.
Here is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230.
Hi, folks, I'm Christopher Hart for SoundbiteRx.com. Don't forget to take the cure for that sound bite at SoundbiteRx.com. Let me just give you a little rundown of what's up brand new today on SoundbiteRx.com. This is there's an article in there about something that Nostra Dennis was talking about on the show the other day, which shows that in comparison to prior big years for Republicans, their poll numbers are looking even better than like 2010 and 1994. So you'll find that story at SoundbiteRx.com. You'll find how Syria's secret chemical weapons have been traded. There's a trading market for them that is based in London, and that's stories at soundbiterx.com. This is something that many of you have probably heard about, but we haven't talked about on the show. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of a town called Greece in New York that was having prayers prior to their town meetings. The Supreme Court said, hey, no big deal. You can do that. And that is a big deal. And the Senate Democrats are worried about the release of a CIA interrogation report and how it may comport with a report that they put together. Where was Obama during the Benghazi attack? To me, that's the most important question of all. There's another article about that at soundbiterx.com today. And one of the stories that attracted my attention the most was this, and it's about Israel. Given that the peace talks have broken down and what the Palestinians have done by Hamas teaming up with Hezbollah, Netanyahu has come up with a proposal to change what they call the basic laws in Israel, which are their version of the Constitution. He would like that Constitution of theirs to declare Israel, and I quote now, the nation state of one people only, the Jewish people, and no other people. I think it's high time it did say that. Now, he goes on to say, as part of this, there would also be guarantees of equal rights for Palestinians and other minority groups, but Israel is a Jewish state. Their constitution should probably say that. You'll find all of that at soundbiterx.com. It's good medicine. We'll be right back.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. It's the American Adversaries. It's drive time, and we're on AM 660, The Answer. And you can also go to ustream.tv and write it. type in American Adversaries and see us live and hear us right there at Ustream.tv. All right, welcome back to the show. We're getting our next guest lined up for us here in just a moment. And he is also going to be a participant in tomorrow night's and Friday's fifth annual Celebrity Golf Tournament and Challenge. And this is to benefit the Kiwanis Club of South Lake Foundation, and they help out children who are underprivileged and in need for all sorts of reasons. And it is being sponsored by Three Dogs Printing of Claremont and Sarasota, Lake Apopka Natural Gas District, and the South Lake Hospital. And the foursomes are just about all gone. I think maybe one or two foursomes left. I'm not sure about that, though. But if you'd like to find out, call Gary Tolley at 321-663-3709. Now, those foursomes, that's for the tournament, that the official celebrity tournament, which is Friday. But Thursday night, tomorrow night, there's going to be a celebrity nine-hole par three challenge. And there's still openings for that. There are also still a few openings for the Celebrity Texas Hold'em Challenge, which Nostra Dennis and I will be participating in. You're welcome to participate in those as well. 321-663-3709 is the number. And please come on out and have a lot of fun with us. And it's going to be at the Orange Lake Resort in Kissimmee.
Where I'll be there. But that Three Dog Printing, they only work at night?
That's the scoop. When we get our celebrity guest on here in a moment, we'll go right to him. But in the meantime, let's go to Larry.
Harry.
I'm sorry, Harry.
I'm Larry. He's Harry.
All right, Harry. And thank you for calling, Harry. And we appreciate it.
I have a question that I've not heard on national news, local news, anywhere that's ever been asked to date on the Benghazi is who ordered the stand down for the military not to do anything. Somebody had to order the generals not to go.
Well, we have posed that question to our very own Colonel Danny McKnight, who will be with us, I don't think it's next week. I believe it's the week after on Thursday, 2 weeks from tomorrow. And, of course, Danny McKnight was the Black Hawk Down fame and was the Ranger Battalion commander. And he says it can only come from the top dog.
Well, now, we do know it came from the State Department, don't we?
No.
He's
saying that the stand-down order, in other words, let's just put it this way, that the order to go or not go would have had to have been approved by the President of the United States.
And if
if he was not available, then in essence he has issued a stand down order by not signing the go order. You follow what I'm saying?
I still think there's a protocol when you've got an ambassador that's in danger and they're being attacked.
Right.
It has to be the president.
Yeah, and that's why.
Something's wrong.
Engagement has to come from the president.
We already had troops in Libya and Tripoli.
Yeah, well, that's right. And we had them in Italy and Spain as well, and they were trained to go. You know, I was watching something last night on one of the History Channels about the Marine Reconnaissance Marine Reconnaissance Unit, let's just put it that way. They are a quick strike force, just like SEALs. And in the past, President Obama, like for instance, when the pirates were commandeering those ships off the coast of Africa, the president has signed the orders to put those units into operation. And they've run several operations that we don't even know that they have run. But the president signed off on those orders.
He has to sign off for every
drone. He has to sign the paper. And if he wasn't there to sign the paper, then he, in essence, was either derelict in his duty or said, I'm not going to sign it. So it goes to the president. He is the one who has the call. And so whether he issued a stand down, I doubt. But what he didn't do was issue the go-ahead. And so, in essence, he is the one who is responsible. He's the one to blame. But to me, Harry, you hit it, the nail on the head. That is the most important question about the whole Benghazi scandal, is where was the president? What was he doing? Why did he not approve for the military to do what they're trained to do and are there to do? So thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
And we've brought it before. If it is true that the original plot from these guys was to kidnap the ambassador as opposed to kill him, and again, it sure looks bad for a president who's been compared to Jimmy Carter to go into another election with a hostage in the Middle East.
Yeah, but no one could have known the intention of the terrorists. We still don't know that.
Exactly.
What we do know is that the compound was under attack and there were no reinforcements ordered. There were no rescue operations mounted, even though there were people ready to go. So the motivation at this point is, what difference does it make? But nonetheless, the select committee has been appointed. Nostra Dennis is going to give us a brief update on that. Nick, if you could, see if you can get Nostra Dennis back on there with us then. We'll try to get our guest on today. If not, once again, as I say, you can come out and join us. 321-663-3709 is the number to get a hold of Gary Tolley to become a part of the fifth Celebrity Golf Challenge, and it's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Let's go to, looks like we got a question and answer going session here today. So let's go to Rick and take his question. Rick, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I want to mention, I heard yesterday, and I want to mention why I think the Tea Party is ruining your party. I'm not a Republican. I'm a moderate Democrat. But I heard yesterday Tea Party, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Tea Party candidates did not win the mainstream Republicans. Is that right? In some primaries?
Yeah, we're gonna get an update from that from Nostra Dennis. Yeah, there were several primaries that were yesterday. And once again, and this we sort of saw this happen in Texas, and I'll let Nostra Dennis fill us in. But it seems like at the bigger national level seats, the Tea Party didn't do so well. But in the state level seats, they didn't do so bad.
Well, let me mention why. The example, Mike Castle was a real good man. I'm a Democrat, and his career was ruined by Christine O'Donnell, who's probably the worst candidate I think I've ever seen run for office anywhere. You know, I am not a witch.
Yes, I remember her.
And Kristen's David Duke. And then they had somebody that talked about legitimate rape who they put up, and then Joe Miller who wanted to privatize state Social Security. It's too extreme, and most people realize it. And they ruined other people, like Mike Castle, who was a good man. I might not have voted for him. I like Chris or whoever ran. But, you know, people are more sensible than that. I mean, to vote for somebody like that, a senator, I mean...
I think you're rehashing old ground. I think a lot of people would agree that some of those candidates weren't the best. But that's the process that we have. Anybody can run. And in terms of candidates, hey, the Democrats put up some pretty shoddy candidates in their day, too.
We can also look at it as a good thing. This is how, like Chris says, how the process works. You know, we want the best to make it. Now, if the Tea Party presents a candidate that isn't going to be attractive enough to the rest of their own party, obviously they're not going to work out, you know, with moderates or the other side. So in these, we'll learn a lesson, but the Tea Party has to be there in order for a Republican to win any kind of national situation.
Yeah, but to ruin somebody like Mike Castle. Like,
well, hey, politicians do that all the time. Boy, Republicans have really... Look at Mitt Romney. Look what they did to that man. It was horrific.
I don't have any pity for politicians. Okay, if they can't get the job done, if they get ruined, it's at least in part their own doing. You know, they got a lot of pissed off constituents out there. And whose problem is that? Whose fault is that? It is their own. All right. Thank you, Larry.
All right.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you being out there. Thank you so much. Nostra Dennis, how did things go yesterday in the primaries?
I'm back again, guys. Yeah, in the big races in the primaries, the Tea Party really didn't have a lot to be happy about. A lot of establishment politicians breezed through. Some of them won close. Some of them won big. In North Carolina, this is a big one. A lot of people are saying that if this particular race goes the Democrats' way, it's not going to be good news for the Republicans. The speaker there, his name is Tom Tillis. Not Tom Tillison, Tom Tillis. Beat a Tea Party candidate. He had 46% of the vote. And he is an establishment guy. He's been in the state legislature there for a number of years. In Kentucky, Mitch McConnell looks set to defeat his Tea Party challenger, businessman Matt Bevin. That primary is going to be in 2 weeks. Another one in Todd Akin's district. candidate, Libertarian Tea Party candidate Greg Brannon was one of the ones that were also run. John Boehner won big. He had 69% of the primary vote.
Yeah.
How about this one in North Carolina's 2nd District? Clay Aiken won the Democratic primary there. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Clay Aiken from
Country Star.
Like by 500 votes or something like
that. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
He won 40% of the vote, and that by doing that, he avoided the runoff. Problem is, in November, he's facing Reuben Studdard, so.
Listen, Dennis.
Wait, that's a different place.
Dennis, yeah. I think there's a balance here when you consider that any incumbent has an advantage, and I think especially in primaries.
Well, you have that, and then you also have the fact that a lot of these incumbents, and they oftentimes do this around election time, they sound more and more like the Tea Party candidates.
Yeah.
Certainly Mitch McConnell, even though he every now and then doesn't sound much like a Tea Party candidate, in the local area, in Kentucky, when he goes around the state talking in the state of Kentucky, he sounds every bit like a Tea Party candidate. Now, when he's on the floor of the Senate, maybe a different story. But when he gets back to Kentucky, you know, he's pro-guns. He's, you know, small government, less taxes. You know, we're taxed enough already.
Sounds like John Micah.
It's part of the election process, you know, as I say. Dennis, we got to go to the break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with you. In the meantime, folks, don't go away. We still got another segment to go. And once again, if you want to call, 407-774-8255 is the number. And away we go, and welcome back to the show. I am Christopher Hart, along with Lair Adams, Aubrey Kahn, of Firm Foundation Home Inspections, and David Levitt of Refresh Computers, and the Seminole County Libertarian Party are in the studio with us today. And you can watch what we're doing in here, even during the breaks, at Ustream.tv. Thanks to Lucas, our intern. I've got a caller, Mark, on the line. We'll get to you in a second, Mark. I want to get back to Nostradamus. But first, I want to get you guys' take here in the studio. You know, to me, I think the Republicans need the Tea Party. You know, now, how they go about courting the Tea Party is a difficult issue. What do you guys think, though? I mean, I think that they're now a big player. David?
Well, yeah, they definitely are a big player. They obviously have a strong voice.
They're active.
They're the people out on the street,
right,
you know, for the Republican Party. And, you know, and of course, you know, I'm a libertarian, and I can relate to a lot of the things that the Tea Party folks do because, you know, we think a lot alike in a lot of ways.
Sure.
And, you know, and they're out there, they're active, and they're getting things done. And I think that's offensive to some people for some reason.
That's the part that confuses me about it, Aubrey. And that is that, you know, the Democrats would love to have, quote unquote, a Tea Party because it's a way to organize people. The Republicans, they don't want it. It's a problem for Republicans, it seems.
The Republican establishment doesn't want it because they have to do something if the Tea Party gets in. And that's why people like Boehner are going to be doing everything they can to stop the Tea Party candidates from getting on the ballot.
In the first place.
And they would rather be against a Democrat than someone with conservative values because they've become moderates.
Yeah, you're right. Mm. I think you're right about that. Yeah. They don't want to be shown up,
right,
so to speak. All right, let's go to Mark, who's been holding on the line. Mark, thank you for calling.
This is Michael from Sanford, and I have to disagree with you.
I'm sorry, Mark.
The Republican establishment, they want our votes, and they want our contributions, and they want us to shut up.
Yes.
We are against, and I knew this was going to happen.
Well,
when our candidates got beat, the Republican establishment and their new buddies on this issue, the mainstream media, were going to be out thumping their chests and say, look, they got defeated. But, you know, it's our message. I think we're on the right side to the issues. And the day we stop standing up is the day we accept the establishment status quo. I'm not ready to do that.
All right, well, let me just put it this way. I agree with you. I thought I was kind of saying that. What I'm saying is the Republican establishment may not know it, they may not appreciate it, but they need the Tea Party.
One thing they appreciate.
Look at this point.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for programs like the American Adversaries, the Republican establishment in Seminole County would be ramming this tax down our throat.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for the American adversaries, this wouldn't be talked about.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's why we were pushing so hard against it. But, Mark, the fact
Mike, the fact is
you can't do anything unless you win.
Yeah,
that's what we learned in the last election. Yeah. You can't do nothing unless you win.
But here's an opportunity to win by voting no on this tax. And I appreciate you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I appreciate you, Michael. Yeah, and thanks for straightening me out. That's what I was trying to say, obviously. I wasn't doing a great job, but you did. And I appreciate that. Now I want to go back to Nostradamus. Nostradamus, any final points about that before we move on?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the caller is correct. And if the Republican establishment thinks they can get by without Tea Party groundswell support, I have two words for them, 2008 and 2012.
That's right. And look what they had in 2010. But Aubrey, I think, is hit on something here, because a lot of times they would just as soon have a Democrat win than have another Republican who happens to be to the right of them. I mean,
dangerous to the party.
Half the time you think that Boehner's biggest problem is not Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and the Democrats. It's the Tea Party Republicans, and that's just absurd. But that's the nature of the game.
Yeah, you know, I think if the Republicans had to form a coalition and their choices were Tea Party or Democrats, the majority would head towards the Democrats.
I think they already have. I think they have, and I think that's part of the problem
exactly.
that they're having right now.
And that's why so many people are upset with the Republican Party. All right, Nostradamus, I don't want to get out here before we get an update on what happened today with the Benghazi Select Committee. We know Trey Gowdy is going to head it up. Has it begun to materialize any more than that?
Yeah, it's starting to take shape. They have settled on they're going to have 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats on the panel over Nancy Pelosi's objection. Here's her quote. If this review is to be fair, it must be truly bipartisan. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like the Affordable Care Act was.
Right, like all the committees that they headed up, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, but if you remember Trent Lott, that bonehead, when he actually did have a policy in the Senate when the Republicans were actually in control, but he made a deal with Tom Daschle. Okay, we'll have an even split on the committees, and it was a disaster.
Nothing got done.
They had no clear answers.
That's why it doesn't work in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but any indication whether or not the Democrats are actually going to name 5 people to sit on this committee?
Yeah, it's not clear right now whether they're going to participate or whether they're going to boycott. Representative Jim Clyburn, a Democrat from South Carolina, had an interesting take. He said he's dead set against members of his party participating in any panel that isn't modeled on the House Ethics Committee, which is evenly split. He said, let them drive it, the committee, anyway. They're driving it anyway. I'm not bringing a noose to my own hanging.
Well, okay. All right. Well, we'll have
to. Maybe with votes.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. You know, this was something I cautioned about on this select committee, is that the Democrats are going to try their hardest, to turn this into a political show, a kangaroo.
A witch hunt.
A kangaroo court, whatever you want to call it. And the Republicans better be prepared, because the Democrats are a lot better at playing that game.
And here's an interesting thought. If the 5 Democrats don't come forward, what does John Boehner, or actually what does Trey Gowdy do?
Yeah.
You appoint 5 more Republicans?
Yeah,
sure.
Five Tea Party.
We gave you the offer.
Yeah.
So, hey, we gave you the offer, or just say we'll go without those 5. The 7 should be able to do it.
Yeah, well, it will be an interesting problem, because they will be up against exactly what we argued against with Obamacare. It's being done, by one side and not the other. So this is what I say. The Democrats are better at playing this sort of clever game of cat and mouse than the Republicans are, and Boehner, he just does not impress me as being a very bright light bulb.
Yeah. Hmm.
All right? So, okay. All right. David, real quick, where are you going to speak tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night we are going to be in downtown Sanford. Sanford Alive After 5, the Libertarian booth there. Come out and visit us from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We have all kinds of literature and
Live After
stuff.
5, downtown Sanford. Everybody's welcome. It's free. It's a lot of fun. And don't forget to check in with David Levitt at the Libertarian booth.
American Adversaries. See you tomorrow.
Night, everybody.
The Answer.